Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we're back. Back from Lake Placid.
Yes. Literally like an hour ago for me. I spent a little longer in Lake Placid today than Daphne did. She was on the road this morning. I left this afternoon and I just got home probably now about 2 hours now. We've been chatting for a little bit before recording, but yeah, we're back from Lake Placid. We were going to try to do this in person, but you know, with a competition, you know how a schedule is crazy busy. It just would have been tough. And then even once the event ended at night, we just wanted to relax or get some food for you guys. I know I tried to eat during the event, but you guys ate late at night, I know.
Yeah, and that's not my preferred time to eat. I try to eat, if I'm going to eat dinner, I try to eat, you know, before 7. And it just didn't work at this competition. I did get some food from the cafe there during the day, and that kind of helped tide me over to later in the competition day. But, yeah, it definitely was not a normal eating schedule or anything, and we started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and often the event would end at 8 or 9 at night. And so it was a very long day. We did stagger a little bit with me taking one or two of the early mornings, and Melanie took two of the earlier mornings. And so we were able to make it work just to give the other person like an extra hour of sleep. And right now I'm basically in the middle of photo editing Palooza.
Yeah, there's you probably a have a lot more photos than I do. I have to do the same thing as well. What we should say is the events were back to back, so literally we only had a 15-minute ice resurfacing. But because I feel like they gave the schedule had a little extra time thrown in there, we did find ourselves with one event ending a bit early and, you know, the other one not starting until the time it was scheduled for. So we had, I think, yesterday an hour and a half between the junior championship and then the junior international. And so I walked, you know, down, and it was raining yesterday, but I walked down Main Street, stopped at my popcorn store, but then we had another little like hour break, and I went and got dinner at Eleanor's Pasta, which was good. Brought pasta back. Melanie and I did the pickled pig across the street. We ordered and brought it back. But so I was expecting us not to really have much time at all, but then because either some, you know, they padded the time or we had some teams withdraw, we found ourselves with a little extra time between events. But then it seemed like at the end of the day yesterday, with the international, we were on time, but we didn't have as much time, I think, between events.
Yeah, it was very much around the junior and senior events. Some things ended early or ended on time, but there still was a little bit of padded time. That was really appreciated because I was able to actually go to the cafe and order my own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
One day, Melanie and I got Mito, which is Japanese food. There's a restaurant named Mito. Another day we went for pizza, not at Bozzi's. I did not get to Bozzi's because they closed too early. And so I was very disappointed, but we went to Main Street Pizza and had some pizza there. We tried not to be dehydrated, so I drank a ton of water. We had photo shoots as well, and we invited Robin to be part of it because I had some other things I needed to take care of with the event coverage. It allowed me to have the time to talk with some of the athletes and the parents because we had a pretty big milestone anniversary that we celebrated at Lake Placid. There's no other event that I would rather celebrate this milestone than the Lake Placid Ice Dance Championships because Lake Placid has just become like one of the biggest events of the year for us. And the rosters were packed this year from beginning to end. And it was a great opportunity. I got to meet some new families that are, you know, new to the ice dance world. And also I got to talk and meet some families that have been in it a while that I'd never met before. So it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. And the reception went very smoothly. We had some cake. We had some catering that went really well. People seemed to be happy. So all in all, that went great. The poster is completely full of signatures. At the last minute, I decided to have an anniversary poster printed. And it's on foam board. And so I took it to Lake Placid and we were able to get it signed by a lot of the competitors. And I'm going to frame it and put it in my office at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to continue to celebrate 25 years, I think, a little longer than just, you know, this summer, just because it's a huge milestone.
Yeah, I
want to, you know, continue to do that. It's been a lot of work, but it's been so worth it. And it was just great to, you know, spend time with my team and also just chat with people. I had a lot of fun with that, and it was interesting just how much support we have from our ice dance community. And
yeah, the reception I thought was very nice, and it was nice to see skaters coming in, you know, before or after practice, because there was practices going on during the time of the reception, but skaters, even if it was brief, they stopped by, they said hello. It was just a really nice way of, you know, celebrating IDC and meeting some people I hadn't met before and some new people to the ice dance community and hearing some stories. So that was really nice. And I was glad that I got there in time for it and could be a part of it and could help in any way I possible. And of course, that poster was getting signed really quickly. Like, by the time I even got there, I was like, there's not a lot of room on there. And you know, even people, it wasn't just the skaters that were signing it, but like Rob Peel. I mean, that was one signature you can see right away on there. You know, some of the coaches, and I don't know if some parents signed it too, but it was really cool. And we're talking skaters from juvenile, the solo dance community, all the way up to senior. It was really cool. And I know Daphne was still getting more submissions for the video. I haven't seen the video. I've been begging her that I need to see the video. But they watched it at the house they were at. I did not stay with the gang. I was at my own hotel. And so I kept saying, Daphne, I need to see that video. And she's like, but I got to keep adding to it. So
I do. I finalized the video through Tribute. And then I received 3 or 4 more submissions. So what I'm going to do is use Adobe Premiere to add those to that. The video itself is 1 hour long.
Oh, wow. See, yeah. I need to see this.
Yeah, it's very long, and it's really an internal team. So Gina and the rest of our team, it's really meant for our team to watch. And I'm excited for you to see it because it was just really interesting what people had to say. And I think in some ways I didn't realize the impact that we've had. And in watching these videos, it reminded me of that and allowed me to kind of take a minute and say, okay, wow, I did this, you know, with Emma, we created this site and I didn't do it alone. I'm always quick to include my team because I feel like it's really been a team effort to keep IDC on track because it's grown too big for one person to manage. So, moving on from all of that, I feel like we should break some of this down. So, what we're going to talk about, we'll tell you right from the top. We will post links in the show notes to the results from both the Ice Dance Championships and the Ice Dance International. We are going to discuss the senior LPIDI and junior LPIDI, as well as the domestic junior and senior events, and a little bit of solo. So, I feel like we should get started with the Lake Placid Ice Dance International, which I remember when this was first added, and it was such a big deal to have a competition like this. And as far as attendance or competitors list, I don't remember there being this many competitors ever.
Yeah.
There were 22 teams that skated both the rhythm and the free dances. There were some returning teams, which it was great to see. There were some debuts as well. But this was a really big roster. And I think the last time I saw a roster that was not this size, but close to this size, was I think the first or maybe the second or third year when it was getting close to the Olympics. It was that Olympic season and everyone was trying to get ready for Nebelhorn and earning the spots. So they all came to Lake Placid to kind of, you know, get their programs reviewed.
Yeah. Now we didn't know the roster until you actually got to Lake Placid and saw the roster for international. The link, with the results did not have the roster listed until like the day before the competition. We had a feeling there was going to be a lot of teams based on the schedule because the schedule for the event, it started on Tuesday at 5:00 and it didn't end until 9:00. And we're like 4 hours. There has to be quite a few teams here. And so we had 5 groups, and 22 teams. So it was exciting. Again, we didn't know who was going to be there until, again, Daphne got there on Saturday night and was able to get, you know, a hands on the roster before it went online. We knew of some teams based on their social media posts, like we'll be in Lake Placid or whatever. But other than that, yeah, we had no clue. And I was excited once Daphne sent the roster to our group. I came in on Monday, so I wasn't there when she got the roster in person. And I was excited. I was like, okay, these are some of the teams I was expecting we'd see. And I'm ready to, you know, to see what they're up to, what programs they're going to debut here. And I was excited to see some new partnerships as well as teams making their senior debut. I was really happy with, you know, the teams that I got to see. Of course, there were some teams that usually come to Lake Placid that we did not see. Maybe it was just not ready yet, or we're skipping Lake Placid altogether. But yeah, I was happy with this roster.
Yeah, I think a couple of things I want to point out as we dive into this. This is very early for some teams. Costumes are not ready. I saw a lot of people wearing black dresses, a black t-shirt and pants, an old costume.
Yep.
Like, they were not wearing the costumes that they're going to have for, like, the Grand Prix series.
Yes. Yeah. And some were wearing other people's costumes. I remember talking to a few of the teams, and some were using, I believe it was Alicia from Canada, was using Caitlin Hawaiik's rhythm dance costume from the Olympics. I know Christina Carriera had a costume out there someone was skating to. I can't remember at the moment. But, yeah, so there were recycled costumes, old costumes, and it wasn't even costumes from the past season. I know, like, the Browns skated to use the costume from last season, but... Ava Pate and Logan Bai used a costume from a couple seasons ago. Mm-hmm. I was remembering hearing those stories. So it was fun. You know, a lot of them kind of explained what their costume is going to look like or what they're hoping for with their costume. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, now seeing some of these programs. I'm really looking forward to seeing the costume that goes with these programs. Now, we did see... some skaters did have their costumes, and I liked some of the costumes that we saw. So, yeah, it's just that kind of early, as you know, it's early in the season, so people are at all different places right now. Some are ready to go with costumes and programs, and others are still just figuring things out, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what's cool about it. Everyone's in a different place right now.
Mm-hmm. One thing also to remember is that this is early in the season for some teams. Some teams got a late start because either they went to a later international, like Worlds or World Junior Championships, and others just peak at different times. Peaking at this time of year is not what you really want to do. You want to skate well. But peaking and having your best skates at Lake Placid versus, like, a Nationals is not, it's not the preferred way. Like, you want to peak later in the season when it really, really counts. So, it's important to remember that, because I know there were, and we'll discuss the international a bit, for junior, and I know there'll be some questions, or I know our audience is going to want to know about this new team that seems to be, you know, coming in and having such a splash. But we're going to start with the seniors first. So the senior event was won by Marija Lauriel and Romain Legac of Canada. It was great to see their names on the roster, especially because they have been posting about doing a spaghetti western free dance, and Anne was super excited about it, because it was different, especially because in the rhythm dance, I don't have data in front of me, but I do think that there are quite a number of disco programs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were a lot of reused songs. So we were hearing a lot of the same songs being used. And in regards to programs, we're not going to mention everybody's programs here on the podcast. Anne and I were very focused on, you know, getting program information as well as choreographers. She's got some notes. I've got some notes. We haven't updated the This Week in Skating podcast website completely. I did go and put some updates in there, but we have more to update. So stay tuned. Within the coming days, we will update that with information that we got from Lake Placid. Tuesday was a long day of the 70s disco, because there was a lot of very similar music choices for the rhythm dance. But then for the free dance, I like a lot of where teams are going with their free dance. And I was excited to see the Spaghetti Western from Marie Jade and Roman. And they did have a costume that was very Western. I'm not sure what everyone thinks about it. I don't like it. And I like the program. I can't wait to see it evolve, you know, through the season. I was very excited to see it that I think I was doing an interview and quickly ran to go see it from the board level. So I hope to see it on the side next, not being on a corner, and I hope to see it, you know, straight on next time. But yeah, I really like that program. Una Brown and Gage Brown were second in this event, and they have Bubba O'Reilly by The Who for their free dance. I think it's bringing back like their Metallica program. I think that's where they're maybe going with that. I didn't see the whole program because I had to run and do an interview, but from what I saw, I think it works for them. I need to see a little bit more of it to really make a judgment, but and Ava Pate and Logan Bai were third in this event. Charlie Chaplin for their free dance, and I think, as I told them, this program fits. They are getting a late start to their season. They told Anne and I, given that they got married, and Ava had surgery, so they felt like they're really behind from where they usually are at this time, and normally Lake Placid for them is a given, they're going to be there, and they weren't quite sure. That was like their goal, was to sort of be ready for Lake Placid, and so they were just happy to be there, and again, didn't have costumes for them, but I can't wait to see what they're going to have for their Charlie Chaplin program. But I really liked that was good characters for them to play, because they just enjoy being out on the ice, and I think that's a program where they can really get into character and have a lot of fun out there.
I agree. It was interesting in the free dance because Marie-Jade Lorient and Roman Legac, they had a 2-point deduction for extended lifts.
Oh.
And that made them very close to one of our debuting teams, our senior debuting teams, Leah Nesset and Artem Markov, as the reigning world junior champions. They finished only a point and a half ahead of them in the free dance. The extended lifts definitely hurt them.
Yeah, and speaking of the lifts, Daphne, Marie Jade and Roman said that Roman had a back injury, and so they couldn't do lifts for like 2 months, and they just started doing lifts again like 6 weeks ago. And the lifts that they have are really cool in that program, so hopefully they will not have any more extended lifts.
I think, too, one real highlight of that program is their character steps near the end. They're so in character and focused. It just comes across as just fun, and it's really easy to get into. That's one thing I really enjoy about this team, is that they are not afraid to commit to the characters they're playing. Una Brown and Gage Brown, they reuse their costumes from last year's free dance for this year's rhythm dance, which I believe was a James Brown medley.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun, because the one thing with Una and Gage is they will really work on fine-tuning the presentation and committing and showing how committed they are and selling the heck out of whatever their program is. And Baba O'Reilly is a really fun piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think it's called Teenage Wasteland, but it's actually called Baba O'Reilly. And they definitely sold the heck out of that program. And they looked pretty well prepared for this point in the season. There's still room to grow in there, though.
They joked about their rhythm dance, it being James Brown. They said the third Brown.
Yep.
And they grew up listening to James Brown music and playing it. I think Gage said him and his brother played some of James Brown music because, you know, they're a musical family. So yeah, that was the joke. They said, you know, he fits right in being the third Brown member. But yeah, their programs, they're just looking really good. I think, again, getting to go up to Montreal and working with the IM team has really done wonders for them. And I'm looking forward to seeing what year two of working with Montreal will be for them.
Definitely. They've also been through quite a bit. They have a GoFundMe. When this episode drops, we will also have a Q&A up over at IDC. Morgan interviewed the Browns, and so we have some more information that we'll be able to add. Ava and Logan, I think, skated well, but I also think that there's a lot of room to grow in this program. They always seem to express things well, and I think Charlie Chaplin, you really have to have the costumes in order to really be sucked in. And I'm looking forward to them getting the full packaging.
Yeah.
And being able to do that. In fourth place, believe it or not, our world junior champions, Leah Nesset, Artem Markalov, they were actually second in the free dance. They all did not have their costumes. They looked solid for this part of the season. I mean, they looked ready. I didn't see a ton of mistakes. I think that they, you know, looked polished and ready to fit in with the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they were close to Lorio and Lagac in the free dance. It's been fun to watch them over the last couple of seasons, and now to see them, you know, where they are now heading into the senior season. There were times last year when I was watching them that I thought, I think...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
They could be senior now. I feel like they kind of fit in there. They were fourth in the rhythm dance and second in the free dance and remained fourth overall, but it was kind of close. They were 0.25 out of third place. Mm-hmm. So it was very close. And in fifth place, we had Isabella Flores and Yvonne Desyatov, training mates of Nessa and Markolov. Flores and Desyatov, both of their programs were kind of quirky and fun in different ways. Their free dance was set to music from Poor Things, which is not something I would have thought about for skating. I know that Caitlin Weaver did both of their programs, and there was something about the free skate.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that they're doing something different than what we're used to seeing by picking music that may not have been a mainstream choice.
Yeah, I guess the music is what they really enjoyed, not where the music came from. I don't know if that was a movie or the storyline was exactly what they wanted, but they really liked the music from it. And they also did not have costumes for their rhythm dance. Bella did have her dress for the free dance, and I liked it. It's like a white and pink, and I'm interested to see what Vanya will wear. That program, I liked the music from it. And then when I think Anne was telling me the story about it, I was like, I wouldn't have thought these two would have picked that.
No, Poor Things was an Academy Award nominated movie. Emma Stone won Best Actress for her role in that movie. It's not something I would have thought would translate to skating, but they did a really good job.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, in the rhythm dance, I know she had enough hairspray on her hair that it was, like, solid. I mean, this whole podcast could be about the senior event because there were a lot of things in it that we could talk about, like Elizabeth Kachenko, Alexei Kolyakov debuting as seniors here in an international event, finishing in eighth place. Annabelle Morozov and Jeffrey Chen, people have been really excited to see them. They were seventh in the rhythm dance, finished 11th in the free dance. They have a free skate set to music from the original Star Wars series, and they're dressed very much like Kylo Ren and Rey from the later series.
And Jeffrey Smother did the costumes.
I shared a picture of their costumes with some of my podcasting friends, and they thought that it was really cool that a team was skating and that committed to the costuming, that it looked so authentic. We also had Vanessa Pham and Anton Spiridonov. Just a different look for Vanessa. She looked really stylized, and I'm interested to see where this partnership goes. We also had the return of Katerina Delcamp Akalın and Berk Akalın from Turkey. They hadn't competed in, I think Kat said, two seasons. So it was great to have them back and gives them a starting point. I'm looking forward to seeing what we see from them. Also, the Israeli twins, Maria Nosovitsky and Mikhail Nosovitsky of Israel, they had a free dance that was different than most of the programs they do. They usually do character pieces that are a little more fun, and this one, the music was Muse. It was Exogenesis. I know it's been done a bunch, but for that team, it was great to see them skate that. Alicia Fabry and Paul Ayer look great for this time of the season. Bashinska and Beaumont of Canada also had something a little different for the free dance.
Yes.
And they look prepared. I mean, I think as far as a senior team at this point in the season, they're kind of where they need to be. There's more time. You know, it's going to take more time.
Yeah. They said their free dance is out of their comfort zone, and I don't know if fans necessarily like it, but I do, and that costume I like. I know maybe fans don't like it, but it's so my colors, and it's so fun. I like seeing teams trying something new. It might not work, and this is the season to do that, because it's not the Olympic season. This is the season to try something new, if you're going to try it, I guess, and so they're trying it, and I actually said to them, you know, even if fans don't like it, but you like it, that's all that matters. And I even talked about Lila and Lewis to them and said, look, Rocky was not everyone's cup of tea, but Lila and Lewis were very committed to that program. They stuck with it the whole entire season and it grew on people. And I said, you guys can do the exact same thing.
Yeah, one last thing I want to point out is we had the debut of a team representing Ecuador, and that is not something I expected to see. I had a couple of minutes to talk to Gabriela Palomeque, who is from Ecuador, and she is skating with Tanner White. They had a lot of fun out there. So I think we should move on to the junior in the Lake Placid Ice Dance International. Hannah Maria Aboyan and Danielle Besalukin. I saw them at Dallas and they looked really strong there. They were just as strong at this competition. They finished in first place. They're still, you know, working. We'll see if they're going to get a JGP because... given their results at the last two, they should be under consideration or at least have one by now. Their rhythm dance I really enjoyed because they included Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart, and that's one of my favorite disco songs. And I did not hear that song a lot.
Okay.
Did not get to hear that a lot.
Well, it was nice to see this team because after Dallas and, you know, them winning the event in Dallas, I was like, oh, okay. And I know, and I read about the new team, you know, I read their new team series article too on IDC, and I was like, okay. And then when they came out and skated, I was like, all right, this is a team definitely to be watching this season.
It's been a nice surprise because in ice dance, it's very seldom that things like this happen. And so to see a team come out and surprise everyone is, you know, it's really fun. And they train currently with Melissa Gregory and Dennis Petchikoff, which, you know, they're former Team USA competitors from the 2000s. It's great to see this team come out of that school. I love the unexpected piece of it. Like, you know, we're not expecting it. I don't think anyone expected it.
No.
So, yeah. So it's been pretty cool. In second place, a little bit of a surprise when the rosters came out. Katarina Wolf-Kostin, Dmitry Serevsky. They skated senior last season. The age rule changed. So the rule previously was that the woman could not be 19 before July 1 of that season. And the man could not turn 21 before July 1 of that season. But it has been changed so that neither the woman or the man can turn 21 before July 1st. Which meant that Katarina and Dmitry could slip back down to junior. And so they did at this competition.
Yes. And they talked about they're going to do junior and senior, and that this was a decision they made based on the fact that there was an injury. Katarina had an injury this spring that kept her off the ice for a little bit, and they thought this might be a better opportunity for them to get some events than if they just were to do senior. So they're hoping for possibly a junior Grand Prix, and... possibly some senior internationals, but they're going to do both this season.
Their free dance is set to Moulin Rouge. I think that they looked good, but they finished about 5.5 points behind Aboyan and Vasilukin, which, I mean, I feel like they're going to be the team that everyone is chasing. But going back to what I said earlier, teams peak at different times. And there are teams on this list that we're going to talk about that I know peak at a different time mm-hmm. than now. They're a team that builds throughout the season, peaks around nationals and beyond. So I'm not concerned, despite, you know, I know some fans may be thinking, oh, what about them? Oh, how did they not do better? I'm not concerned because I know that some of these teams just peak at different times. And we'll see how things go out on the JGP in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. In third place, Caroline Mullen and Brendan Mullen. Beautiful free dance. They always look really well put together. This year is no exception. I think they skated better here than at Dallas. But I think that there's still some more room to grow in their programs.
Yeah. And they are heading to the Junior Grand Prix, the very first event, which is in Riga.
In fourth place, Eliana Peel and Ethan Peel. They skated better here than they did at Dallas, but there's still some work, I think, to be done in their programs. Their last lift isn't, I think, where they want it to be, and they didn't get scored as well as they can on it. There were also some other little spots in the performance that they can do better.
Yeah.
So they're probably not where they want to be yet, but they're a team that works really hard, so I'm sure that they're going to go back and work hard.
And their rhythm dance was much improved from Dallas. I know that was my first thing to you when I saw the rhythm dance. I said, Daphne, was that better than Dallas? Yes. And you were like, yes, 100%.
A lot better.
And even they said the same thing. And I thought their rhythm dance was really strong. I think the free dance just needs, they got to get all that kinks out of it. And I think it'll be a really good program for them. Pearl Harbor, you know, again, early in the season, this is not where you want to peak. And they've got some time, and hopefully they'll be getting a JGP here soon, and they can go out there and really deliver some strong performances there.
Yeah. In fifth place, we had a little bit of a surprise. I did not know, and again, since these rosters came out so late, the Belgians, Sofia Beznosikova and Max Lelou, were here. It was such a treat to watch them in person. Their programs are both really good, and I'm excited to watch them and see where they finish this season, because I think they're definitely improved from last year. The one thing I want to mention before we move on to the domestic events is Leia Nessa and Artem Markelov skated to ABBA for their rhythm dance, and I felt like we waited throughout the entire day of rhythm dance performances before someone skated to ABBA. And we all kind of just looked at each other and said, really? The only ABBA program today.
And it was the last one.
It was the last one. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So quickly, we'll move on to the Lake Placid Ice Dance Championships domestic event in senior. Rafaela Concius and Alexei Shepetov continue to build on the score that they had earlier at Dallas. They've competed three times, and their free dance score continues to go up each time. This time they got a 98. I think the Romeo and Juliet program really suits them, the expression and performance. Their rhythm dance is fun.
Yeah, I like their free dance, and that was choreographed by Jean-Luc Baker, and they really enjoyed working with Jean-Luc.
Yeah, and they had a bit of a deficit, just under 6 points in the rhythm dance, they were behind because Amy Shway and Jonathan Rogers, who are a new team, actually won the rhythm dance. They looked really solid. It's interesting to see how they've continued to develop in just a couple of weeks. Technically, in the rhythm dance, they were pretty strong. There's still room to grow, though. And in the free dance, they have a program to Swan Lake that has a lot of pretty things to photograph in it, like different shapes and positions. I think it definitely is not as rehearsed as the rhythm dance. So they didn't finish quite as strong, scoring 91.65 in the free dance. So there's some work to do there. But still, a pretty strong finish, second, and overall they scored 158.70. Yeah.
And this is not only a new team, but also, isn't this both their senior debuts?
It is senior, yes.
Both were junior competitors?
Yes. In third place, another team up from junior. Unfortunately, they had to withdraw from nationals last year, but I saw them at the dance final. They're a really fun team. Grace Yee and Danila Savalev, they train in Colorado Springs with Elena Dostatny, who also coaches Leonesset Artem Markolov, and Isabella Flores and Ivan Desyatov. They were particularly fun in the rhythm dance with Elvis because Danila really took on that character of Elvis. And it was a lot of fun to watch him. Mm-hmm. One thing I'll point out in this event, it was a bit of a surprise to see Daniel Klaver's name on the roster because he hasn't skated in quite a while as far as competing. Last time I saw him compete, I think, was Nationals, and he was a junior. And he competed here, and I think we're just going to have to wait and see what Daniel does next.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. At the junior level, we have a couple of teams. Okay, so Michelle Daish and Ryan Hu, who are just up from novice. They were, I think, silver medalists last year. They won the junior event, followed by Emily Renzi and Will Lissauer, who skated much better here. In Dallas, Will was pretty sick. But they were able to get through it. But I feel like here, I was able to actually see them perform. And I like their programs. I think that they're a lot of fun to watch. They're a young team. And we'll have to wait and see if they get an assignment. We do know that Michelle and Ryan will be going out on the JGP, as they'll be going with the Mullins to that first JGP.
Yes, they're very excited to get a JGP. I don't know if they were expecting it, especially the first one of the season. The junior event was a good event. A lot of new teams coming up from novice competing on the junior level.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise after the rhythm dance. I think the team itself was surprised. Annalise Stapert and Maxim Karatkov, who moved up to junior last year. However, they did not make it to nationals. They were in first place after the rhythm dance, and I think they were pretty surprised that that was their finish. And in the free dance, things switched around, and Michelle and Ryan finished first, followed by Emily and William, and then Annalise and Max. And they were very excited to get that medal.
Yeah. And then there was also a really new team competing for the first time, but Effie Chen and Kenny Eckert, they finished fourth in the event. I think they had only been together a little more than a month, you know.
So before we log off or sign off from this podcast, we did want to point out a couple of things in the solo dance event. I was there for all of the phases, and in senior, Brooke Tufts won by 13 points. She slayed it. Just such a great fun rhythm dance to Cold Hearted by Paula Abdul, and then comes back with Carmen, which is so intense, and she's able to pull that off so well. In second place, Amal is Ralava, who has moved up from junior to senior. She is last year's junior champion. Finished, you know, like I said, about 13 points back. But she's got a lot of spunk. I think Amal is really talented, and I can see her challenging the top skaters in this division. She has one victory over Lucas Appel at another competition. There's a lot of talent in senior solo this year. Having seen a couple of competitions so far, I'm really invested to see how things work out. There's talent not on the podium, like Charlotte Manfield, James Kazuda, and more. Like, there's just so many at this competition in particular. Those are just a couple of names that did not make the podium but had great performances. And then in third place, Emmy Bronsard. And it's so great to see her skate because there's just a passion and a fire in her skating. And then moving on to junior, that was a really competitive event as well, because there were skaters who medaled down in Dallas that did not make the podium here. And so it's really interesting because it fluctuated in between the rhythm and the free dance. But at the end of the day, Desi Hoeing Moxley won, followed by Marilyn McCoy Sprung, and Allison Rowe won the bronze. Solo is continuing to draw my interest because there's a lot of creativity and music choices that you get to see from these skaters that we don't necessarily get to see from partnered dancers. So that's going to wrap up our coverage of this competition. If you have questions about anything that we didn't talk about, please reach out to us. We'll try to answer them. We may do a follow-up if there are a ton of questions. We can't possibly talk about every single skater or every single competition, because if you click on the link to the results, you will see the number of competitions or events that were held there. So it's huge.
Yeah. But if you were at this event, let us know what you thought. Did you have a favorite performance? Was there a team that you're really looking forward to seeing this season? Let us know. You know how to reach out to us, or we'll say it at the end of the show here. But I had a really great time in Lake Placid. I was glad to be back. I was not at the competition last year, so I enjoyed being back. I was not prepared for the arena to be cold. I think I packed for more summer stuff than my winter gear. But I just enjoyed being back in Lake Placid, you know, seeing the familiar sights, seeing all of you, the IDC team, and seeing some ice dance. And my mom and my brother came with me. My mom enjoyed being there and seeing some of the programs. And even my brother came for a little bit and watched. And asked some questions as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did. It was fun to hear what he had to say or what his questions were about certain things.
Yeah.
It was fun to have him be a little bit engaged.
Yeah, it was a great few days. And I have the day off tomorrow from work to kind of recuperate and do laundry and edit photos and edit podcasts and all of that sort of stuff. And looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yes, I'm excited too. We have the dates already, so we can start planning it. But for now, I'm glad that we can close the book on this competition. I still have a lot of photos to edit, but I'm really feeling energized by the performances that I saw in Lake Placid. And now I'm ready for us to continue the season and see where it takes us.
Yes. And we're done traveling for a little bit now, so we should be back on our normal schedule and back with Mateo. We did take a photo of each other, of us, you know, together in Lake Placid, and we sent it to Mateo at exactly the time we would be recording on Monday night. And Mateo had gone to bed. That's how much he really cared about the us not doing a podcast. He went to bed. No, he wished he was able to be with us in Lake Placid. It's a little harder for him being in Europe to come to Lake Placid, but maybe one day he will join us there. But yes, he should be back next week, and we should be back on our normal schedule.
The last bit of business I just want to say and give a shout out to our Twiz superfan, Beverly, who I met last year at Lake Placid, and she came back this year, as did a couple of other ladies, and it was great to see them again at this competition. I didn't get to talk to them as much as I wanted to, but Beverly and the girls, I just wanted to give you a big shout out, and I hope to see you next year as well.
Yes, and it was nice to see Beverly.
Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.